Let's move on to our second story this hour. A US federal judge dismisses a lawsuit against the administration of President Barack Obama over drone strikes that killed three Americans back in Yemen. The lawyers for the victims' families say the killings violated constitutional rights of the US citizens. But Judge Rosemary Collyer believes US officials cannot be held personally responsible for the killings. The suit was brought against former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, former CIA Director David Petraeus, and two senior military commanders, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was allegedly an al-Qaeda leader, his teenage son and one of his aides were all slain by U.S. assassination drones in 2011. Press TV's correspondent in Washington, Colin Campbell, joins me for more on this. Colin, first of all, what is the reason given for dismissing this case?
Well, the reason why the judge, Rosemary Collyer, said that she ruled in the Obama administration's favor is that after the 9/11 attacks, the Congress created a law for the president to move with decisive action if there was a feeling that an individual was moving against national security interests. And I think this is really the crux of the judge's ruling here. She says that this decision that she was not easy to make, and that it also raises other questions about the U.S.'s use of extreme force and deadly force. But she says that in this case, because of the precedent that has already been set by U.S. courts, she ruled in the Obama administration's favor. This, of course, is with Samir Khan and Anwar al-Awlaki. Al-Awlaki was believed to be a key leader in propaganda against the U.S. and trying to galvanize possible enemy combatants against the United States. So therefore, within this context of how al-Awlaki was identified within U.S. courts and, of course, the U.S.'s defense, security, and laws, that's why the president had said he decided to move against al-Awlaki, and that's why you're finding Collyer presiding in the President Obama's favor.
And, of course, the U.S. drone strikes are considered illegal under international law because of violating the sovereignty of other nations. I mean, what are the chances that the families of the American victims can sue the U.S. government based on this aspect of the case?
I think that they could sue the U.S. government, and they could possibly win a civil suit of some type. And I'm assuming that this case will either be appealed or brought to another type of civil suit. I could also see them going outside of the U.S. to bring criminal charges against the Obama administration or perhaps President Obama himself. But as far as it is within the U.S. district court system, the Obama administration is coming out as the prevailing winner here because of the precedent that has been set. This isn't to say that down the line, Congress may change legislation or there may be some added laws where the president can't act unilaterally or there has to be a different system of checks and balances before deadly force could be used against an American or anybody considered to be an enemy combatant. But for now, the way that the laws are set, this is how the U.S. government is able to operate and still be seen as innocent in the eyes of U.S. law.
All right, Press News Colin Campbell reporting from Washington. Thanks there, Colin.